Okay, so on March 9th started the ninth wave, which, as you all probably know, is the last and the highest of all the waves of the Mayan calendar system. And it's sort of a final countdown that we have started on as of that particular day. And as you know, one of the predictions regarding the beginning of this wave was that it would carry a frequency increase. In other words, whereas during the eighth wave, the shifts between energies called days and nights would take place every 360 regular days. Now we're into something that where the shifts should take place every 18 days. And that's the first question to ask. Was there something to indicate that indeed there was a frequency increase in starting March 9th of this year? And if that indeed was the case, what we would find would be that there would be an unusual amount of events happening within the time frame of 18 days. And I think this really has become almost over clear in this time period, that we've entered a time or wave that has just contained an enormous amount of major events. You know, just to start by mentioning a few things that have happened in this 18 days day periods. The first thing is the big earthquake and tsunami in Japan, and what has followed up then is what you might call a crisis in Japan that also has questioned the nuclear power use, and also then it's been a constant risk of some further consequences of the damage that has been done to a series of nuclear plants there. On top of this, we've had a new war, you might say, in Libya. And there is as much as 12 different Arabic countries that are now involved in what you might call revolutions or near revolutions, processes where people are basically demanding more freedom than they've ever had before. And that has then included some of those, the very most repressive of Arabic nations, including Syria, Libya, and to a smaller extent, Saudi Arabia, which is obviously also a very repressive regime. And so all of these things have happened in a very short period of time. And I've read economists or people that are monitoring constantly the markets, and they've said that they've never seen the amount of cross currents in the world in influencing the economic situation as they've had now. It's just that the amount of events and that seems to have been triggered in this point of in period of time has made it just unusually difficult to analyze and foresee anything as to the economy. I think to this event of a major significance is the demonstration in London yesterday, actually, then, of 250,000 public workers and their supporters, of course. Now, this is a huge sum of people, especially in a country like the United Kingdom, which is not particularly prone to political revolutions, you might say, or anything like that. it just shows that there is some there's a tremendous amount of turmoil going on in the world, and it was really set off. We already had the beginning in terms of the Arabic revolutions before the ninth wave had begun, but the ninth wave by itself, it just sort of added several levels of making several levels of events to an almost unprecedented point in time. Because the kind of news that I'm referring to here, they are not small news, they are major news. And it's what we've been used to from the past is really that the media has sort of mostly focused on one particular event or one particular process that is being going on. And in this case, it's been so dramatic things in different parts that it's just very unusual that these things are coming in this period of time. And now, I think this also adds to a lot of that we, as individuals, are as well. We are very much affected by these cross currents, you might say, by an added rhythm of evolution that is develops at an even higher pace than previously. And so it is probably more difficult than previously to keep the balance, to keep the focus for whatever we want to do. And this is sort of the starting point of a new wave. And it is the wave then that sort of is meant to, as far as I can understand, is meant to cap off all of previous evolution. And it's as far as I can understand, this is really then the wave that is meant to bring unity consciousness to the whole planet. And but as is most clearly visible now, this process, it takes quite disruptive forms. And I guess this is what we really have to expect also for the time ahead. So that's a little bit of a background that I want to provide here. And so I think it's, I should say also that of course there's been a tremendous amount of focus on the 9.0 earthquake in Japan. There's always been this discussion among people interested in the Mayan calendar, to what extent it has anything to say about so-called Earth changes. And for my own part, I have mostly emphasized the other aspects. In other words, I've said that the calendar is essentially about us. Nonetheless, we human beings, we get our information through the resonance that we have with the Earth, and so I wrote an article not so long ago suggesting that for this particular new wave, there might have been some kind of an adjustment necessary on the level of the crystal core of the Earth, and that might have been exactly what's behind this particular very, very strong earthquake in Japan. And if that is the case, it's not necessarily so that it will be going on like this, but it's hard to tell because it's just a new frequency that has been introduced, and it just creates a quite some challenge to for all, I think, to navigate in these changing energies that that are coming in with a frequency that we simply are not used to. Another thing that I must that some of you might have noticed who have my newsletter is the passing away of José Argüelles, which is an important thing for any, because we're in the framework of understanding the world through the Mayan calendar. And I have already written a few words of that. I was saddened by his death because of his major inspiration that he gave maybe 25 years ago or so to me, or for many people, that sort of opened up an interest that maybe the Mayan calendar indeed describes a kind of a cosmic plan. And but nonetheless, he passed away, and he passed away within this particular first day of this particular wave. And it's possible then that he had done what he was supposed to do here, and that's anyway what I'd like to see, say, and yes, you know, it was somebody who really opened our eyes a long time ago, and should really be acknowledged for having done that. So these are a couple of things that has happened, and it's the amount of things are compressed as I experienced it, and it has a strong influence on our whole being, I would say, the introduction of this new particular wave, the ninth wave. And now this, of course, then raises a number of questions as how are we to relate to this. Most of what we see, I would say, or much of what we see, not most necessarily, but much of what we see are things that are tending to disrupt and break down the old systems that we have become used to. And they look difficult for us to face. You know, and a clear example is the Japanese earthquake. At the same time, I think it's important to point out that when it comes to the Arabic Revolution, it's essentially something that seems to be driven by a desire for freedom, and that this is something we also see in terms of, I would include many other movements going on in the world as part of a desire for a more egalitarian system of rule, and a desire for freedom. And this is also then what you would expect naturally, so to speak, if the world is now, if we just have been initiated into a wave that is to generate unity consciousness. Because part of the unity consciousness is really that people will no longer want to be dominated by others. And I think that's really to get away from that system, such systems, that really is very much the heart of the desire for freedom that we see in today, especially in the Arabic world. And we are a group of people that are now working with the treeoflifecelebration.com. And what we're doing is that we are outline a kind of a plan of a series of events that are meant for generating a global commonality, a global community that is focused on the manifestation of unity consciousness. But that is focused on this manifestation within the time frame that the Mayan calendar gives. In other words, it's looked upon as the fulfillment of this particular wave, of this particular manifestation of unity consciousness, should be set for October 28, 2011 of this year. So this points to a short time frame, and what we will be doing here is that we will, and soon you'll be able to see this on the web page, as I mentioned, treeoflifecelebration.com, is that we will be having different kinds of conferences, teleconferences for people that are basically like this, that somebody summarizes what has happened in the previous wave, and but also to plan and initiate and work in favor of a series of global events that tends to unify people with this particular focus in mind, the focus of unity consciousness. And we will have then a series of events. Some of them would be like at the very first beginning here, the breathing together. There will be meditations, global meditations. There will be global medicine weeks. There will be global Diksha events. There will be global hugs. And I think it's now looking as if the very midpoint of the ninth wave, which is the date July 3rd to 4th, that will be a quite a significant event, which will be called the Jerusalem Hug, focusing on generating unity consciousness in Jerusalem, which has always been this divided system. I shouldn't say always, but which for a long time has been this divided city, and that's been very much marked by separation. And through a global participation in this event, not only from us, but from many others, we will start to, or we will work to, in order to generate peace there. And so there's a plan here underway. At the same time, I want to say that we are undermanned or underwomaned. There is, in other words, a great need for people, additional people that want to take on tasks with working for this. And I think it may play a very, very important role, this particular work, even though we have been slow in getting started. But we're coming into a wave here where people in general have, as far as I can tell, very little information about why is the world seemingly so disruptive at the current moment in time. And for instance, the other day I went to see this news magazine called Newsweek, which is an American, quite a big one, and basically saying apocalypse now, and saying that what is happening in the world, basically asking this particular question, and just enumerating all of these dramatic events that I talked about earlier. But obviously they have no, well, I shouldn't say obviously, but because of the way that the media works, they have no understanding that this has a very exact background in the initiation of the ninth wave of the Mayan calendar, and this wave will continue to go on. And what that means is that that we will need to provide information as widely as we can, and also provide global events that may serve to be unifying, to bring people together who wants a positive outcome of this very long process. I think basically it very much depends on people like ourselves, that not to give the impression that the world is just sort of becoming chaotic, but that people that are able to see that the chaos and the breakdown of systems may actually be a preparation for the birth of a new world that in many ways are much better, a world that is really based on harmony in all human relations. So it's for that reason, to strengthen those people, to strengthen that component in this movement, that I'd like to invite you not only to look at this particular website, but also if you please, if feel called to do so. And this, of course, is something you have to, you know, you have to know for yourself that you really want to participate and contribute to this. Then please let me know by sending me an email, and my email, you can always find that on the my website, where you can mail me and tell me that if that is so, and then I will forward it to those people, the keepers, some of whom have made a tremendous amount of very good work here. The core might be Alicia and Haley and Terry, and then we are a little bit broader group as well. Suppose please do so. I think this is what has happened is to me it means that the time frame of the Mayan calendar, the whole idea that it develops in nine waves leading up to October 28, 2011, is now proven in practice beyond any kind of dispute. People will still be confused by this other date, December 21, 2012, and that's their thing, so to speak. But in reality, we could see that the new wave, it started with a bang, and it's something that we will have to talk about amongst ourselves, how to ride this wave, and what is more, how to help other people to ride this wave. And because we are many people on this phone call, it's not huge, but it's, I know there are many people on it. I think it's the easiest thing is indeed if we have that I simply have questions and answers rather than discussions between others, which is a form of discussion that we will have in other kinds of telephone teleconferences in the future. But at this time, I think the best is simply for you to raise questions to me. And if someone wants to do so, you can please unmute yourself, and which is again *6, and then let me know what if there is something you want to bring up.
Dr. Kalaman, do you hear me?
Yes.
This is Shiloh O'Ryan. I'm in the Big Island of Hawaii.
Yes.
You may have cleared it up already, but this time frame between October 28th, 2011, and the date of the solstice in 2012, that's not our concern then. That's not part of the unfoldment of the calendar. Is it? It's true then that it ends on the 28th. It comes to its complete unfoldment. Is that true?
That is my view. Obviously, there are some people that are disputing this, but I think now it's so clear that, that's not. So my view is that the solstice in 2012, it means it has no energetic meaning, so to speak. We will sort of come to the culmination of the calendar system on October 28, 2011. What that means, in my understanding, is that we will arrive at the top of the pyramid on a new stage for life, you might say. And then time will lose its meaning up there, I think. And any date that comes after that will not be perceived in linear time as it has been up until now. And even now it's getting kind of fuzzy with linear time, I think. But that's that. Anyway, that is to clarify, that is my understanding. And I think now it's so clear that this ninth wave with an added frequency, it started exactly as predicted, and it will all lead up to October 28, 2011.
Thank you. I will email you as to one of those who wants to help with your website.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay.
Carl,
thank you.
This is Susan
yes?
Shumsky.
Hi,
this
Susan.
This is Susan Shumsky. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How about you?
Great. So I just wanted to tell you that you need to press *8 to get rid of those bells. The bells are very annoying. And I've been hearing bells the whole time. There's a bell anytime anybody comes on.
Oh, I see.
Thank you.
Okay.
You have to press *8 to get rid of the bell. You may have to do it more than once.
Okay.
Just listen to what you're prompted when you press the *8, if it says that the bells are off or whatever.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I did.
You're welcome.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
Dr. Kellerman, this is Steve Jensen in Palm Springs, California.
Hello.
Hello, Steve Jensen in Palm Springs, California.
Yes, welcome, yes.
We're starting night one. In my research, I've been trying to find historically in previous underworlds what kinds of events took place during a night one, and I haven't really found them. Do you have any ideas on what we might expect from this next 18-day period?
Yeah, okay. Not very much. I do expect things to be a little bit catch breath kind of thing.
Okay.
And my response would be that in the general difference between days and nights is that the days are the time periods when new things are happening. There's sort of a strong sense of movement forward, of transformation and novelty, whereas the nights are periods of rest, sometimes of distraction. I don't have any. I'm certain from my studies of previous nights, first nights, that it has not previously been times of distraction. So to speak. What comes to mind? I don't know. 1776. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. It's actually the very beginning of the first night. It's the United States Declaration of Independence. It's maybe it's sort of a little bit of a summing up of the turmoil that has happened in the previous day. But I really, let's see if I can think here. Another thing you might think of is the beginning of, it's the year 2000, essentially, would also be a first night. But I don't have any clear view of what this first night would mean, nothing specific I would be willing to offer as what might happen. Just the general thing that maybe a little bit more of a rest, but things are moving at a very high frequency not rest, maybe psychological rest, but rest in terms of not so many tangible, manifest novelties as we've had in the past 18-day period.
Thank you. My circle of friends who have been following all this closely will be very relieved when I report back to them that they get a chance to catch their breath.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Thank you. So, somebody else?
Dr. Kalaman?
Yes.
Hi, this is Lauren from Connecticut.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just wondering what you thought about the protests that have been going on in the United States, particularly with the labor movement and with the opposite actions by the far right to force their worldview seemingly on the rest of the populace.
Yeah. Well, I think it's related to what I already mentioned, the huge demonstration in London yesterday, 250,000 people in a country that is not particularly sort of prone to these kind of demonstrations. And the same is true for the United States. I mean, the United States is country that for a long time has sort of had very few trade union conflicts of any scope, I would say. I may be a little bit wrong there, but compared to many other parts of the world. And I think it's that the world is also getting polarized there are economic problems. The economic problems in the United States will initially be manifest not on the central government level, but on the state level, where several states have, I don't know if they actually declared bankruptcy, but they have become bankrupt. And then that obviously also leads to conflict with any public workers. I expect times to become quite rough when it comes to the world's economy, I think what we really have to realize here is that there really is no one accepted from this. We may be a little bit, some of us may be a little bit better positions than others, but it would be very, we'll be faced with these kind of situations, especially if we go into a world that is going to be maybe turned upside down, where the whole idea of some people dominating the rest just because they have a tremendous amount of money, that system will no longer be working. And you may talk about the emergence of chaos on a global scale, and that would include such things as people demonstrating in Wisconsin. But we should also be aware that the only way that some fundamentally, radically new system will emerge is actually from a chaotic system. It's from that a new system, a new world can be born. It's only from that a new world can be born. And I think we should be prepared that the changes that will happen in the world will be much larger than we might have thought. There's been so much in people talking about the Mayan calendar. There's been so much focus on things that, in my personal view, are sort of irrelevant out there in the sky, galactic alignment, planets coming, and comets, and God knows what. But the big and dramatic transformation will be around in our societies, in here down on Earth, where we're living. And I think to add something here to this, that I don't think it's appropriate to look at the events in North Africa and the Arab world as really being separate from the events that we are seeing here in the United States. It's the same process. The people will also not, everyone will be aligning with the overall direction of movement of the ninth wave. I don't think so. But there will be people that are will be resisting and trying to oppress those people that are, you know, working as state employees and so forth. So I think that's a point I really want to make, that what is happening now is the whole world is becoming involved in a big transformation, and we have to realize and understand that the things that are going on in Wisconsin are very much related to what is going on in Cairo or elsewhere. And it's sort of in preparation for a huge transformation of the world. That's how I look upon it.
I really agree with that. And I was also thinking, I wonder sometimes myself personally whether I should be out there protesting or should I be sitting on my cushion and going within and getting connected with the oneness. I guess a little bit of both.
Yeah, and I think that's really something we'll have to ask the divine, what is right for you. And what is right for me? What is the? I certainly will not suggest any answer for what's right for you, but except maybe to truly find the answer within through a contact with the divine. That maybe I can suggest as an alternative. But then you will see. Then you're the one that decides how the answer looks in practice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Charles, this is Laura in Santa Cruz.
Hello? Yes?
Hi, this is Laura Hamill in Santa Cruz.
Yes?
And I wanted to thank you for the one breath meditation on ninth. That was quite wonderful.
Good. Thank you. It was the keepers had organized that because I was enjoying a cruise, but it is appreciated that you appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Carl, can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Okay, Carl, this is Derek in San Antonio.
Yes.
And I just did the calculation. I think we're 215 days away from October 28th.
Yeah.
Give or take 24 hours. Does that sound right?
Something like that, yes.
Okay. And
yeah.
So if what we're expecting here, Carl, is basically the complete transformation of all of the old paradigms, then my question is, since the biggest paradigm that's been running the world for centuries is basically based in power and money, and it would seem that in the next 215 days, if the old paradigms are going to fall, then the foundational paradigm of them all, which is money, would have to collapse. And I know that you had predicted the collapse of the dollar a while back. It didn't happen in that time frame.
Right.
But it seems like it certainly would have to happen at some point soon if all of the other paradigms are going to transform.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get your vision about this, because you mentioned this a minute ago that we could well be looking at total worldwide chaos. And I think if the paper money system is going to collapse, then it would seem that we'd almost have to have worldwide chaos. I don't really see how that could be avoided. I wanted to hear your opinion on that.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, yes, as you had noticed, the prediction that I had made, and especially in that YouTube video, it did not manifest within the time frame and that I suggested then. And I think at this point, I just feel that I was wrong, or my intuition was not correct when it came to the timing. I tend to think, yes, it will happen, certainly within the next 9 months. And it's a thing that is not easy to talk about, because it will be so demanding. And I think this is exactly what is happening. Anybody who has the least background in national economy would see how not only the means of to get out of any economic difficulties at the current time by simply printing money, that's been the monopoly basically of the U.S. government, are now exhausted. And what is happening, especially when it comes to the dollar, the U.S. dollar, because it is special in this regard, because its strength as an international reserve currency has been strengthened by the petrodollar system, that mostly oil is priced in dollars. But so we can see then that in today's world is that these new countries or these new revolutionary regimes that are emerging in the Arab world, that you know they are not these kind of fanatic jihadists or so. It doesn't seem that they're not necessarily hating America or anything like that. On the other hand, I don't think that they will continue a system that favors a nation that actually has supported many of their monarchs and dictators and so forth. And so I think it's sort of more or less just a matter of time until they say we no longer accept dollars, or at least they will say that they accept other currencies for buying oil. And same thing is with the Japanese economy, which is Japan is the second largest holders of U.S. dollars in the world, next to China. And now they basically that holding is sort of a giving a loan to the United States, propping up the dollar. But now they will need all that money for their own reconstruction and so forth. And so this just adds to a situation that was very, very weak to begin with. And so it's almost impossible to see anything that would not point in the direction of some kind of a dollar collapse in a relatively short term. I would say the latest would be the fifth night, which is late August. If I would go by my intuition, I would get even a little bit earlier, but maybe the Mayan calendar is more reliable than my own intuition. So I think this will happen, and the immediate thought is that this will be a very, very difficult situation for all of us. And except for whatever spiritually we can do to strengthen and develop ourselves, I think it also calls for us to look around a little bit and see, you know, how can we create means of exchange that are fair and sort of just goes around the already established system of monetary system in the world. Because, yeah, to be honest with you, yes, I think that that is going to happen.
Hey, Carl, this is Kathy in Phoenix.
Yes. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. The question I think this is very exciting, you know, it's like you don't know what will happen next, but I did want to find out what you foresee or what types of events typically happen in the second day, which will be coming up here shortly.
Yeah. I think I'm, you know, I'm what should I say? When, 10 years ago, when I wrote, essentially when I wrote the Mayan calendar and the transformation of consciousness, I had this kind of, you might say, forward vision. And in certain ways, it really did happen, things that I was saying in that particular book. Now, at the current speed of the high frequency, I do not have that kind of a faith in to my own ability to sort of predict in detail this might happen in the second day, this might happen in the third day. So I don't feel confident in giving an answer to that question. There might be psychics that are able to see this, but I think it's what we're getting into is sort of a situation where there might be, you might say, to be honest with you, crisis spots will sort of move around the globe, and the energies that are coming in are more or less will be entangling, like the disentangling the weakest spots in the chain of how this the whole world has been connected. And so I wouldn't, I have no specific prediction for the second day, except that it will be a new pulse like the one that we just have passed through.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So, somebody else?
Yes.
Yes. Hello.
It sounds like somebody's playing a didgeridoo there, but. So I muted everyone. If somebody now wants to unmute yourself, please do so. Or maybe that didn't work. Okay, so if there is a question, please.
Carl, just press star 5 until you hear it say, all callers are unmuted and can unmute themselves.
Okay, I've pushed star 5 then.
Continue to press star 5 until you hear.
Okay, so now if you want to unmute yourself, please do so. And if there is a further question or...
Well, Carl.
Yes?
John in Maine. The pattern of, or this emergency of unity, and as we come into the different days that are coming up, you have this sensitivity towards the type of events that have happened in other underworlds. Is there something that you can share in that look at the type of events or changes that may come up in the second or other days that are coming?
I think not. I mean, I think most of that material, it has been summarized in my in my books. I still don't feel clear enough as to the kind of events that is happening in this ninth wave. It's sort of the timing is right of it, but no, I couldn't, I wouldn't be able to say so. I expect for every one of these days that it will, on the one hand, it will tend to, there will be events that would tend to disrupt or even break down old systems, systems that are based on dominance or inequality of all kinds. And then also, to the extent that we're able to, that there is enough of people focused on getting out through this whole process, or to have it, this process lead into a new world of unity consciousness, then we will also see events on a global scale that will also be, to some extent, unpredictable. That is all about creating a new spiritual foundation for this new world. But this, as you can hear, what I'm saying here is in very general terms. And I also, there's one thing more I'd like to say, though, is that I believe that this particular wave is a little bit different from the all the all the eight lower waves. I think all the other, the four lowest waves were all about biological evolution. And then there came four waves on top of that that was about human evolution in all aspects, the technological, spiritual, scientific, artistic, just everyday life evolution and so forth. Now, the ninth wave, I think, may be coming from a different thing, perspective. It's almost like I believe that is coming from the, not from the perspective of the human change, but actually like coming from the creator, what the creator sees as necessary to transform this world ultimately into a world of harmony and peace. And this may look completely different from anything previously. What I'm saying then is that this may be a wave that is all about rounding off all the previous evolution. It's not like earlier waves had been about introducing step-by-step novelties. You know, my classical example would be the telecommunications that I've shown in two books, how step by step it's gone from the idea of a telegraph to the internet, step by step through radio, television, and these kind of things. And obviously then, that's the kind of a change bringing novelties that we human beings are manifesting. But I have a suspicion that this is different. In other words, this is not for us to come up with new things like that, not new inventions and all these kind of things. But it's really about a wave that is about harmonizing the planet, and which doesn't then mean that in every point there would be a harmony. As I'm implying, it will probably be a lot of difficulties ahead of time, but that it's a wave that sort of does what is necessary with our planet in order to arrive with that desired end result. So I think here that this is my feeling about it, that the ninth wave, not only does it have the highest frequency, and it has a frequency that makes it very difficult for us to grasp intellectually what it's all about, but that it's also not about introducing new step-by-step novelties on the level of the human being, but that it's about transforming the whole planet and that we have to realize that we are sort of the parts in a hologram, on the planetary hologram that ultimately is on its way to become harmonized. And what I know from these waves, from having studied them, is that basically the waves are developing what's necessary to come to the end result. And that's not really what necessarily what human beings, some of us may have this end result in mind, but not everyone. And but it's all about the end result that the divine has for its creation of the universe, including our own planet. So we will see, but that is my feeling, that this ninth wave, it has another thing. We humans are no longer in the center in the way that we've have been. What is in the center and the central focus of this wave is the creation of a completely new world in harmony, and that will that's what will drive the events that is leading up to the whole manifestation of the cosmic plan.
Yes, Carl.
Yes.
This is Ann Kessler in Dayton, Ohio. And
yes,
I have been thinking about the steps of the pyramid as an inverted pyramid. So instead of actually getting to the top, all those layers are pressing down on that bottom little piece that we're on. It's all kind of squishing down. And I also see that with the calendar never ending and being cyclical, that perhaps it starts reflecting back and we go back to perhaps the 360-day shifts. Do you think anything like that, or do you think that possibly we are moving back to the bottom platform of the pyramid, which represents perhaps 16 billion years ago?
Well, your thought is, there are many people that have suggested that thought, that will somehow we will start moving back again, or a new start of a cycle. And to begin with, I want to say that nobody has knows the answer to this for certain, of course. So my own answer is, my own understanding is different from yours, but I cannot say that my own that understanding that I believe in is something that is sort of stated by the Maya in ancient inscriptions or anything like that. It's just the conclusion that I have come to. And my conclusion is that there is not a new cycle beginning. It's the end of the cycles. It's the end of the shifts that we're coming to. It's a completely new stage for life that will be established as the calendar comes to an end, October 28, 2011. And it's a new stage that will be stable, as far as I understand it. It's not a new cycle. But I think that we, by learning to live with all the different frequencies of change that we are living now, with all the different waves, that is what prepares us to live on that new stage. But I don't think that's a new cycle, and I don't think there will be any more shifts. I think it's the end of the shifts. And I think the end of the shift is really what prepares the ground for a world in peace and harmony.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr.
So,
Kelvin,
yes?
I have a question. I think that you are probably very convinced that there will be a giant chaotic event or events which collapse the monetary system of the world. And I would like to know what precautions you have taken to protect yourself in that event.
Yeah, I really haven't done that. maybe unwisely so. And partly for two reasons. I'm not exactly sure what I would do. That's part of it. The second thing is that to me, it is still that it's sort of my main thing is to fulfill my mission. And then a little bit naively hoping that somehow it will work out if I have that that thing. But the answer is I have not made any such, which is not something I'm recommending to somebody else. You know, I'm not. That's not my message. I'm not saying that you should not prepare yourself. I'm just saying that I have not personally done that.
I wonder if there's anyone on the line who could give us some advice.
Well, I don't want to open the line here, but there are people. You know, there are economists out there that are trying to present some kind of a ways out from it. You can mail me and I can mail you back somehow. I don't know if these are working recipes, so to speak, but there are people that are suggesting that.
Okay, and what website should I use?
Oh, you should go to my email address then. On Kalaman.com.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You should go to my email address on Kalaman.com.
Okay, Kalaman.com.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so this, I want to thank everyone for being in this call. It's a beginning of a series of calls that we'll be having organized around the Tree of Life Celebration.com website. And not only will there be calls, but there will also be global events. And again, for anyone who wants to be part of crafting this process, please, you may email me directly, and I'll pass it on. So I'd like to complete the call now, and I want to thank everyone for your interest and for your participation in the ninth wave. And we'll keep in touch in different ways as it progresses. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste. Bye-bye.